Alright, okay, we are up to Simon Kufches, and we are discussing the halachas of Tfilas Tashlumin, and we mentioned yesterday the shaila of, is a person, if he missed the tefillah, can he do the Shliach Tzibur's Chazaras HaShatz, can that be counted? That's what we finished off with, and the halacha was, if he wants to be Shliach Tzibur, he can indeed. Good. Following on to this, the shaila we can discuss is the following. What happens if a person missed a tefillah and he requires now a tashlumin, and he is not the chazan, because the chazan, we said, he can count the Chazaras HaShatz as a tashlumin. However, he goes up to the chazan and says, excuse me, can you be moitzi me, your Chazaras HaShatz, as my tefillas tashlumin? Does that work? He can't use it for tashlumin. Does everybody agree to that? Good svara. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan, hey, Shtaim, ve'ein dai she'chaven lishma meshliach tzibur. It's no good, it's not sufficient to hear from the shliach tzibur. Ve'lotzis bo b'shvil atzman et tashlumin. And to do that for the tashlumin, it won't help. Ben avu aves or shachis, Chazaras HaShatz will never do your job. If you're just hearing Chazaras HaShatz, he won't be a tashlumin. You cannot be moitzi. The koach of Chazaras HaShatz is only for somebody who's not boki, and you can't do a tashlumin. Okay. Right. Okay. I just wanted to add that following what we discussed yesterday. Okay. So we learned yesterday the concept of tefillas tashlumin. If somebody is an oines, he really was beyond his control. The halacha is, we learned yesterday, there is a concept of tefillas tashlumin. He first davens his chiyuv shmeina esa. This then will be followed by the tashlumin. If he missed the tefillah, he can then do the tefillas tashlumin, which he does after the chiyuv. We learned that Siv Beis tells us that it should be after Ashrei. So let's for instance, Pshachis, it's if he missed yesterday's Maariv as a real oines, and we defined oines yesterday. So if a person was an oines, then today is going to do two Shachis Shmona Esser. He's first going to daven his normal Shmona Esser, Shachis Shmona Esser, and this then will be followed by Ashrei, and then he's going to go back and say, he's then going to say the Tashlumin Shmona Esser of last night's Maariv. This is what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Yud Dalet says the following. Siv Katan Yud Gimel, excuse me, Siv Katan Yud Gimel on top of the page says the following. Yoyma Ashrei, a person says Ashrei. What is the reason why a person should say Ashrei between the two Shmona Esers? Kedei la'amod gam b'tfilas tashlumin mitoich divrei tanchumin shel Torah. A person should follow on. The Shmona Esers should come from tanchumin shel Torah. It should come from words of the Torah. As we learn in Simon Tzadi Gimel. V'gam, additionally, da'o b'la'avochi yitzorich lo'yma Ashrei kodem l'mnatzeach uvo'letzien. He anyone needs to go through those tefillahs, so might as well say it now. Whenever, even if he's davening mincha for Ashlama purpose, so if he needs to do a second Shmon Esre, because he missed Shachis, he needs to do two Mincha Shmona Esra, as it were. He's going to do Ashrei Shmona Esra of Mincha, and then he's going to do Ashrei, and then he's going to do Shmona Esra of Tashlumin of Shachis. That's what Mishmur says. Does that make sense, Rabbi Yisai? Person missed Shachis. Yeah. He's going to do like everybody else. Ashrei Shmona Esra of Mincha, regular Mincha. Now, then he's going to do Tashlumin. He's going to need to do another Ashrei. And then a Shmona Esra of Tashlumin of Shachis. Yeah. Okay, וכל זה רק לחתחילת איזה לחתחילת את המשנבורה, אבל מדינה צריך הפסוקה מן תפילה לתפילה, רק כדי הילוך אבא אמס, כמו שקוס ולאמצים מקופי. So a person didn't do the second ashray, he didn't do the ashray in between, he just waited a few seconds, but yeah, but that's fine. But לחתחילה person שזה ashray in between, yeah. Okay, the משנבורה, in Sifkot New Dalet, teach us something interesting, and I want to go through that, it's a really interesting addition. Yeah, Sivkot New Dalet. So this Mishnah Berurah says about this Ashrei that is to be said as follows. Kedei lehashlim b'zeh gam Ashrei she'tzorich lohem ha'kodem ha'mincha. He said one should say Ashrei, as we just mentioned. V'yesh me'achroinim she'kosvu. Some achroinim write, b'shem ha'mekubolim, in the name of the Kabbalah Sforim. Sh'loi lohem ha'ashrei be'arvis. You should not say that Ashrei that we just mentioned now, that should not be said if you're saying the b'mariv, you're gonna say tashlumi b'mariv. Ve'av shibishvil tefilas mincha, although it is for the mincha, shmona esrei, you're doing a tashlumi na b'mariv for mincha, for missed mincha, kam ken ish lachm b'zeh, you should still be machmi. For kosav b'derech ha'chaim, et b'derech ha'chaim writes, de'eich sh'odom yinak b'zeh yish al mismach, either way, whatever you do, b'mariv, you are gonna say an Ashrei. If you're not going to say Ashrei, either way, it's fine. Hach kol zman shu lo yimon, shu yoim, but if it's by day, lo yimonim lo yim ha'ashrei, av shu achat filas ha'mincha. If it's by day, if it's tashlum you're doing by day, i.e. shachiz o mincha, you're going to say Ashrei before you tashlumin, otherwise you don't have to be ma'ariv. Halkein, therefore, im nis'acha uvo lebeis ha'knes b'shash ha'tzibur yischilu tefilas ha'mincha. If a person, a ghost, comes to shul late, and yin have started already mincha, yispalli mo'em v'yoyim ha'ashrei achakach, you should say the Ashrei after Shmona Esrei. That's true, and even if it's not a shlumin, you should say the Shmona Esrei with the tzibur, and be mashlim the Ashrei afterwards. Ha'im b'morgan avrom shekosim divir ha'zoyim ha'ashrei na'afilu bo'if n'zeh lo yomano ha'day to t'choyvo yirak ha'koyvo t'oyre. He says, this is an important addition over here, that if a person says Ashrei after Shmona Esrei, a person should have in mind, this is not really my chiyuv, this is a tashlumen, this is an addition that I'm saying, as if I'm reading from the Torah, because it's not the real obligation. The real obligation of Ashrei comes before Shmona Esrei. Okay. Seif Gimel in Shulchan Aruch. Ha demashlim ha tfila shehifzit. That a person can do a tfilas tashlumen, dafka, this is only and specifically bizman tefillah, in the time of tefillah. Havel bishoshe ein zman tefillah, but if it's past the zman tefillah, loy, one cannot. So we're learning that the partial understanding of the Shulchan Aruch over here is as follows. Say a person missed shachis. He was an oines. What's a good example, Rabbi Yisai? Why would a person be an oines and miss shachis? Car crash. Before shachis, that's unlikely. Pardon? Overslept? Not sure that's an oines.
His alarm battery failed.
Okay, his alarm battery failed. Okay, yeah. Okay, the batteries went. Okay. Okay, or somebody is not well. Whatever it may be, a real oines. He missed shachis. Comes mincha, he's feeling better, matzav settled, car crash sorted, he's now tfilas mincha. He's now going to say Ashrei Shmona Esrei, he's going to daven regular mincha. Now he wants to daven tashlumin. And we learned that lechatchila you should do tashlumin immediately, you should do Ashrei and tashlumin straight away. For some reason or another, he didn't do it straight away. He now wants to do the tashlumin a little bit later. Okay, it's not ma'akev, really you can do it half an hour later, that's okay. And from the half an hour it became an hour, and from the hour it became 2 hours. And you know what? The time of mincha has now lapsed. It's past tefillas mincha, it's past shkia time now. Now by ma'ariv comes time of ma'ariv, and now it happens ma'ariv. And now it says, oh, I still have got my tashlumin of shachis, which I need to do still. I've got my choiv, I've still got debt over here, my tashlumin of shachis, which I still need to do. Now, after Ma'ariv, he wants to do the Tashlumin of Shachis. Can he do that? Yes or no?
No.
The answer is no. You're quite right. That's absolutely. That's what the Shulchan. The posh understanding of the Shulchan Aruch is that the Mashlim Tefillah Shehiv Seh Dafku is Man Tefillah, Abel B'Shol Sheen Zman Tefillah Loi. If it's part of Zman Tefillah, it's going to be very similar to Zif Dalet, indeed. But it's not. It's only by Zman Tefillah. It's the time of that Tefillah. If it's past that Zman Tefillah, you won't be able to do that. Okay. Zif Kotten Tezvav will add an important halacha. Let's go through that. If Kotten Tzvav said Mishtabura, Bezman Tfil Yesh Me'achonim Shekosva Shiroi Tzeloima. Some write that the meaning over here is Tzeloi Tiknu Chazal Tfilas Hashlom Raik But Din Oisek B'Tfilosoi Ha'ikoris Acha Sheshoki Deiluchah Ba'amas Rasher Ben Time. Some learn that you should say immediately after the Chiyuv, you should say the Tfilas Hashlom, and it's you mamash have to do it straight away. And this is the two lines I want to read over here. Avol ha'ba achoinim iskimu. The majority of the achoinim, most achoinim, they write. Da'af lechatchila bevada tzorich lizoy bezeh. Lechatchila, you have to indeed be careful to try to daven the tashlumin as soon as possible. Leispal tefilas hashlom teichav. Excuse me. Avol ha'ba achoinim iskimu. Da'af lechatchila bevada tzorich lizoy bezeh. Leispal tefilas hashlom teichav achat tefilas achiyuvis. Although lechatchila, it is very important. One should be careful to do the tefilas hashlom straight away, immediately after the obligation. But the Evet, Einoi Me'akev, it's not Me'akev, Rakim Oma Zman Tefillah. Only if it's past the Zman Tefillah. Yeah. Hainu, meaning, Dim Lo Yispal Arviz, Yispal Shachis Taim, Raka Abba Shoz Biyoim, Shuz Zman Tefillah Shachis, Donoit Lavu Zes Zman Tefillah Bizman. So another example is brought out of here. Very good example. A person who missed Marif. Okay, now he's Davon Shachis. And he needs to do the Hashlomah of last night's Maariv. How long can he daven this Tashlomin? Until when?
Until the time of Mincha.
Oh, so the Mishnebuah here says, and that's the Pshat of Shulchan Aruch, no, he can't do it that much. Because the Sof Zman Shachis you can't daven Shachis, a real genuine Shachis, you can't daven till Mincha. You can't. A genuine shachis, the Sof Zman shachis, is after 4 hours. So it's not all the way till Mincha. And that Sof Zman shachis, the latest time of shachis, you can only daven that tashlumin of yesterday's Maariv until that time. We will have to ask them next time we meet them.
And last shacharis was finishing as the first mincha began.
We will have to ask them. Okay. Okay, but the concept over here is, what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us, is that you can only do a tefillas tashlumin whilst the zman tefillah still applies. Past that zman, you can't do tefillas tashlumin. There is an interesting shaila that the poskim discuss, which is the following. We know there is a concept of tefillah betzibah. Tefillah betzibah. We know there's an obligation. Although Shulchan Aruch's nusach is yishtadl, but we've discussed it. It means an obligation to daven with a minyan. Are we agreeing to that? Okay. A person who missed Maariv. Oines gomo. Next morning, he's davening shachis. With a minyan. Now, he's davened the Shemana Esra. He's davened regular with his minyan. He's davened Sukkot Zimra, Shema, Shemana Esra with a minyan. After that, what is he meant to do now? Tashlomin. However, this person feels that he thinks, I'm not sure, to daven Tashlomin now, what's my Shemana Esra going to be like? Is it going to be at Tfilas Yochit or Tfilas Tzibu? Where is it going to be? He's davening Shemana Esra already. You know, the tefillah is, the shul is up to Chazos HaShatz already. He's now, by the time he's going to do his tashlumin, without a doubt, his tashlumin Shemana Esra is not going to be a minyan Shemana Esra. It's going to be a yochid Shemana Esra, as if he would be davening on his own. So this person thinks to himself, okay, I don't want to be a bedi'eved yid. And I don't want to go for second best. I know that in 15 minutes, the upstairs minion, or the downstairs minion, or next door's minion, they are davening, their tefillah is 15 minutes later. Let me go to next door's minion now
and I'm going to catch now their Shmona Esa. When I'm going to do my Tashlum in Shmona Esa, I don't want to be a sick, I don't want to be a B'di'avad Yid. I'm going to catch their minion for my Tashlum in Shmona Esa. Is this Yid right or is he wrong? Do you need to do that? Is it ideally? Should you do that? If convenient, if possible, can you do that? You don't have to go that far, maybe, or what's your take on it? You're saying that it's a Tashlumei Mariv, so therefore it won't... Oh, interesting. Rabbi Feingold says a beautiful svara, that is, what is he doing? He's doing over here a kind of a Mariv. And they are doing a kind of a... Well, not doing kind of, they're doing a real Shachis. So does that, can that connect at all? Question mark.
Mishnah already says that you've got to be the Lech HaChidish, the Techet.
Right.
So it always seems that is the Lech HaChidish way to do it, as opposed to waiting.
Right. Very good. So Lemaisa, the Poiskim say, Reb Shlomo Zalman would ask this very question. Reb Shlomo Zalman says that Chazal were never mechayev, interesting nusach. Chazal never created an obligation of tefillah betzibah on a tashlumin. He says there's no need to do that. Chazal invented chiddush of tefillah tashlumin. Very nice of them. You know, somebody's an oynes, Chazal were very kind. So you can have it. But they never made onto that, that tefillah betzibah concept on that. There's no point. You can daven out. He said, no. And in fact, very much what you are saying, he says that you shouldn't do that because you should not delay. You should, as we just said in Mishnah Berurah, that's what I'm bringing over here, that Mishnah Berurah said you should do it techev, you should do it as quickly as possible, you should do the tashlumin. You do the chiyuv shmona esa, asher, and you go straight away for the tashlumin. So therefore you shouldn't delay. So therefore if you were to go to the next dominion, you're going to be delaying your tashlumin. Don't do that. You don't do that. You do it bechidas and as perfectly in order, as long as it's as early as possible, as quickly and as much connected as possible to the first manasseh. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. Siv Dalit. Ein tashlumin letfila smucha bilvat. Tashlumin only exists for the subsequent tefila. Shem tov v'lo yispal shachis v'lo mincha. If a person didn't daven shachis v'lo mincha, not mincha, mispal av v'shtayim. Hachon etashlum mincha for the mincha, aval shachis en etashlum minchem b'shat tefilas. So the case is as follows: what happens if a person failed to daven shachis? He was an oynes, and you know what? He was still false feeling very, very sick by mincha, and he couldn't daven mincha either. Now it comes mariv, feeling a little bit better. He's going to have Mariv. V'urachom is going to have Mariv. And now he's ready for Tashlumin. So what is he going to do? He's going to do a Tfilas Tashlumin. What Tashlumin is that going to be? Of which Tfilah?
Mincha.
That's right. Very good. That's correct. That's Yagim Shulchan Aruch. Says he would only be able to do Tashlumin of the missed Mincha. But he won't be able to do a Tashlumin of Shachis anymore. And this is... Yeah, that's what Shulchan Aruch says. Okay. Seif Tes Zayin in Mishnah Berurah speaks about Musaf. He says as follows: Kosvu in Seif Kotten Tes Zayin Hasmucha Kosvu Achroinim Shein Tfilas Musaf Moila Shlome. Ta'ainu Shim Chisa Shachis Biyom Sheish Be Musaf Lo Yochel Hashlim Isfal Musaf Shnayim. No such thing as Tashlumin on Musaf, Rabbi Say. There is no such thing. No tashlumin on Musaf, and therefore, im shachach shachis vispal in Musaf. If a person forgot to daven shachis, and he daven Musaf, well, I don't know what kind of. Can you think of a case, Rabbi Kagan? Person who forgot to daven shachis, and he managed to daven Musaf. I don't know how that he managed that one. Can you?
Zero in the morning.
And then for Musaf later on. Yeah, in the afternoon he was feeling a bit better. He daven Musaf. Okay, good. Something like that. Okay, he didn't daven shachis. He did not daven shachis. He did daven Musaf. V'adaylo v'zman shachis. And the zman of shachis has not elapsed. Afil hochi is bal shachis. He can still daven shachis. Right, so a person didn't daven shachis. He daven Musaf. He can still afterwards catch up to shachis, although he has daven Musaf already. Okay. Okay, good. Save, hey. Although we just learned now that there is only a concept of tashlumin to the tefillah that was just that, there's only one tashlumin. Although he missed a few shmona esres, there's only one tashlumin a person can daven to the last tefillah. Tefillahs acher sheif said ain't no tashlumin, and additional missed tefillahs have not got the tashlumin. Imrotzo leispadel oisa nedova. If a person wants to do that as a nedova, sheichadesh bo dova. There is mechadesh a chidush. Dova a reshus piyodoi. He may do so. V'nochan lasus ken. It is proper to do so. So if a person missed a few days, an example mentioned in Mishneh Berurah is as follows: in Sifkot Yudches, lochein mishochoyle. Somebody is unwell for numerous days. Oitofus betfisa. He was in prison for Loyoyo and Mokim Noki, and he was unable to daven there because it was a dirty place. He couldn't daven in the cell. He couldn't daven in the prison because it was dirty and smelly. He couldn't daven Shmoneh Esrei there. Fekshiyetze Yispalel Kol HaTefillah Shehifsit. When he wants to go out now, he can only do one tashlumin. Is that correct? Yeah, he can only do one tashlumin. He was there for a week in prison. So now, as soon as he gets out, he can only do one tashlumin of the previous tefillah. But if he wants to do additional nedovas, he can do so. So that's what he says. But he says you can do additional tefillas nedovas as long as you're mechadish bodova. This is an interesting shaila. Reb Menashe Klein, I think, was asked an interesting shaila. I think that's where the tshuva is. Following Shaila, what about tshuva? About tshuva, who now starts to daven every day, Ma'ariv, Shachis, and Mincha. But he realizes that historically, previously, it was many, many Shmoneh Esres that he missed. 20 years of Shmoneh Esres, which he didn't daven. He didn't daven them. So, of course, you can only do one tashlumin. Okay, whether they did that or not. But Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here that you can only do one tashlumin, but tefillas nedava, as long as you mechadish bedava, you can do that. You should do that. V'nochoin. Lasis, can it's the right thing to do. So Rabbi Asher Klein was asked, should a person who is now Baal Tshuva count 5 years, let's make a cheshbon. Let me a person became Baal Tshuva was 18 years old. So make a cheshbon. Who is good in mass? 5 years of Shmoneh Esres. Okay? Can somebody help me out? That's how many Shmoneh Esres? So that's 5 years times 360 times 3. Okay? That's about 5,000? Okay, so it's going to take him a bit of time to do those nedavas. Okay, that's if he's 5 years. It was 18 when he... Well, 18 years when he Baal Tshuva. If it was 40, so that's going to be roughly. Okay, we're talking about 20,000 Shmoneh Esres, Miss Shmoneh Esres. Now that's going to take him a couple of minutes. It's going to take him quite a while to. Nochay Lasso is Kangel, should do that as Nedovas. I don't know how you're going to be Mechadish Bedova for 20,000 Shmoneh Esres. Not quite sure you're going to do that. But is that what you have to do? Is that what you have to do? Is that what Shulchan Aruch is teaching us? Rabbosai, Baal Tshuva has to daven 20,000 Shmoneh Esres.
Not to mention his
Maisa. Yeah. So, Rabbosai, what do you think?
That's the question.
What's the question?
20, 30.
He's going to turn white before. Yeah, okay. So Lemaisa, interesting, Menashe Klein says, not only that you don't have to do it, he says you shouldn't do it. Without going into greater details, he doesn't really explain himself so explicitly, but he says that you certainly don't have to do that. It doesn't go, he said, I think what he mentions is that he said that it's the person doesn't have to go there, the person doesn't have to do that. It's so much in the past of a person. It's nothing really, it's not him anymore. He's on a different lifestyle now. and it's not really part of his life anymore. Consequently, a person doesn't have to go and do the thousands of Shemona Esres of years before doing being a Chozer B'Tshuva. Interesting Shaila. However, just to finish off, I saw a very interesting story brought down that there was a Yid who was sent in Siberia. He was the father-in-law of Yitzchok Selva. Have you ever heard of Yitzchok Selva? Yitzchok Selva was a Russian refusnik. He was a mamash Russian. He was mamash years in Siberia. I remember he lived in Sanadi Muchevet in his last few years. He moved to Eretz Yisrael. He was like the father figure of all the Russian Baalei Tshuva. He started off the Russian Tshuva movement, basically. He was a very, very special person. And he was nifta some 10 years ago. And Yitzchok Selva, he lived in Sanadi Muchevet. I knew him a little bit. I think there's books about him now. And so apparently Rabbi Yitzchok Selva, his father-in-law, so I hear, his father-in-law was also teaching Torah in the Soviet Union, and he was sent to prison in Siberia. He was sent to Siberia because he was teaching Torah. He was there for years. He was there for years, suffering in the most unbelievable circumstance, but he somehow made it. After years, he left Siberia and he ended up in Eretz Yisrael. As soon as he ended up in Eretz Yisrael, Tikutini was spending hours in shul. And he was just there in shul, and he was learning, saying Tehillim. And I don't understand. I mean, you've davened already shachs, what are you still klotzing in shul for? What are you in shul for? And he wasn't even a regular shul, he was in Zichron Moshe, like in the shuls that, you know, the minion factories. And I didn't understand why. Has he gone a bit funny over the years? What's going on? He was spending hours in shul every day. Hours. So they asked him, what are you doing for hours in shul? And he took out a little piece of paper, like a crunched up piece of paper. And it was like lots and lots of lines. Lots of lines and what do you call that when you do lines afterwards? So they're like loads of... And he said, what is this? He said, listen, all the years I was in prison, every tefillah that I missed, I made lines, how many omens I missed. And I added up to hundreds of thousands probably. And he said, I just want to catch them up now. I want to catch them and catch them up. So the only way I can do it is by spending time in shul. That's what he said. He was spending hours in shul just to catch, as it were, catch up the omen Ishmael Abbas, which he missed in shul. But this is not Mikra Dinah, but this is what Tzadikim do. Okay, so just to recap what we covered tonight, we carried on the discussion of Tfilas Tashlumin, and we learned that a Tashlumin should always precede the Ashe before the Tfilas Tashlumin, and a person should really do the Tashlumin straight away, as near as possible, to the Tfilas Choyva. We learned a person doesn't have to go to Minyan for Tfilas Tashlumin. We learned that a person can only do tefillas tashlumin bizman tefillah, so don't do a tefillas tashlumin of a ma'irib in the afternoon because you can't daven shachris anymore, so you can't do tashlumin anymore of ma'irib. We learned also that you can only catch up one tashlumin and you cannot catch up two tashlumins. We also learned that you can only do tashlumin in the following zman tefillah. You won't be able to do a tashlumin of shachris after ma'irib. And the Tashlumin will have to be straight away after Mincha. We learned also that if a person wants to do additional Tashlumin, he can do that as a Tfilas Nedova, and he's praised for doing so. We learned also that Musaf doesn't have a Tfilas Tashlumin, and this is pretty much the points that we covered tonight, and we shall be discussing Sivov tomorrow and Shem with additional Halachas. Good evening, Abba Yosef.